A pillar of the cycling community has passed away. The broadcaster and former rider Paul Sherwin died yesterday at his home in Uganda. He was 62 years old.
Sherwin was one half of a duo that made up the Voice of Cycling. He and Paul Liggett brought the Tour de France into millions of people's homes as part of a commentary team that lasted more than 30 years. Here's a bit of their work as compiled for a TV ad.
Tom Boonen has stopped him before and may be doing it again.
He's taken the race by the horns here this afternoon, writing his name into the history books with a performance like this.
That second voice was Sherwin's. He once told an audience he tried to make cycling interesting for everyone.
I don't like to feel that I'm commentating to the cycling fans, because there's 50,000, 100,000. I like to be commentating to your mum. I like to be commentating to a little old lady down the street who says, wow.
Sherwin was a respected rider before he became a commentator. He won the British national title twice and competed in the Tour de France 7 times. Matt Keenan, who worked with him, recalls the effect he had on people.
You know how there's some people that when you see, you just smile before a word is spoken, or their number comes up in your phone and you just smile before you've even said a word to them? That was Paul Sherwin.
The Tour de France will happen this summer, as it does every year. But this time, the first time since 1983, the tour will happen without the voice of Paul Sherwin.